Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always love Tech Tuesday. I really enjoy the segment because I get to see Eric Semmel from Tab Computers, of course, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturday mornings here in WTIC from 9 to 11 a.m. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm great. I'm not great, but I'm telling you that I'm great. It's like cocktail party.
Yes,
great.
I know. Yes.
I didn't sleep at all last night. You always wonder. I was talking to Lon Seidman, from Lon.TV, great guy, and he went to the White House and did this whole content creator thing. And what bothers him is when content creators have endorsements but don't disclose, right?
Yeah.
And so when it comes to like this, I always wonder how it works, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what the deals are.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the Google Pixel story, I found it interesting because Google makes a lot of demands on the people that they pay to push their products.
Yeah, they're threatening the tech influencers. Unless they preferred their Pixel 9, they're going to, pull away their agreements with them. So these vendors have such power, and I agree with Lon. You should say who your sponsors are. Like with Go NetSpeed on Saturday mornings, we tell people Go NetSpeed sponsoring the show, right?
Yeah, right.
You want to be up front and forward with it, but when you got a company like Google threatening these poor influencers, I say poor, some of them are making a lot of money, with saying, if you don't prefer our product, we're going to pull all of our money
away.
Well,
to me, it's not even that. It's like, why would you pay an influencer if they don't pick your phone? I mean, I kind of get it, although like that's such a fake review if you pay them and they have to pick your phone.
Right.
To me, it's more like they don't even want them to compare and show the comparisons to the other. How insecure? Google's is like hundreds of billions of dollars. And that what might be a $1 trillion company is so insecure about their hardware here.
I don't know if that it's that. I think there must be such power in these influencers. You have an influencer make a comment about a certain thing, and all of a sudden everyone's running out and buying. What's that stupid that drink thing there? That metal
Stanley?
Yeah, everyone, I didn't even hear of Stanley until all of a sudden.
It's been
boom.
Around all these time. I know,
right?
I know.
So that's what happens, right? So these guys clearly have some power, and I guess Google. Wants to make sure they wield it correctly.
Now, but if Google wants to pay me to do anything, I would certainly consider compromising my standards.
Brian at Shackman at BrianTheCompany.com.
We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers here on Tech Tuesday. And again, Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 right here on WTSE. And again, when it comes to this show from 9 to 11, you can ask them anything tech-related. They've heard it all.
We'll take a shot.
And they know most of it. I get a lot of people that talk about the data center that's due to go up here in Connecticut, and people are pretty mad about it for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
There's the energy issue, there's the real estate issue, there's who profits issue, but I hadn't heard about the water issue.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I hadn't heard about it either. Well, we talked about it a little bit on our program, in that these data centers have to cool with water. And there was an FOI request that actually found that these Virginia data centers that this talking about in this article here are consuming massive, billions of gallons of water to cool their CPUs. And I just find it kind of funny. It kind of reminds me of the Matrix. We're paying for all these, we're giving water to the computers, energy to the computers, heat to the computers. We're literally feeding these AI, we're literally cooling these things so that the AI can tell us humans how to be smart, and AI is not that smart right now. It's just kind of, I don't know, dystopian to me that
when you put it in that context, it is.
Yeah, Bitcoin too.
Because it's a strange way to sort of feed the beast, if you will.
Yeah.
But does that water, it doesn't get toxic like in the nuclear side of things?
No, but it's just being used.
How much more water are they talking, like, does it affect prices?
250% more water went up between 2019 and 2023, according to this Virginia study. That's insane.
That is insane.
Water is important. I just can't believe it.
Well, they say that the next world war will be likely fought over water.
Well, maybe not, though. If we're able to chuck it all at a computer, maybe not.
Right, but talk to the people in the Middle East, or talk to the people on the Colorado River you know, in Colorado that issue. But
yeah, they have some issues.
Let's talk about, you know, we talked a little bit about insurance because you were listening to our previous conversation with Justin Harding of the Boar's Nest in Oxford.
Yeah.
And this case where Texas is suing General Motors.
Texas is suing General Motors for selling driver data analytics to insurance companies. Now, good luck, Texas. Basically, when you buy your car, your GM car, and you have the OnStar system, you click on that little screen, you click the EULA that says they can use the data for whatever they want.
Do you have to accept the terms?
The product won't work. Accept it or don't like it or don't use it, you know? OnStar.
So in the fine print, it says they can sell the data.
Correct. And so, of course, the GM is saying, well, that's, you know, it snuck past them. You know, it's 16 million GM's customers had their data sold to third parties. I kind of agree with this as far as on a libertarian thing, on a libertarian basis, I don't appreciate what's happening.
Yeah, you're being a hypocrite.
Of course I am. I'm a human. That's what we all are. But the fact, I wish we were able to use like cameras in our cars to crowdsource the crappy drivers that are on our highways, right? Here, the insurance companies are getting the data on the crappy drivers and billing them more. I like that idea. It used to be like Progressive had that little dongle you could stick into your car.
Right.
And we used to joke about who would want to do that. Well, we need to do something because these drivers that are out there are going to get us all killed. And having this data allows the insurance company to say, well, you know, buddy, I know you're 20 and you think you can own the road, but your insurance is $10,000.
You know, I'd be more accepted. Like for me, the Progressive thing, it's interesting to say that because I keeping the app open all the time, I'm a very, very safe driver, but I tend to go over the speed limit sometimes and they will record that and then they will penalize you. But I do think a meritocracy in the insurance space is kind of would be good.
Yes.
So I don't disagree with you on that.
I don't think they're going to win the lawsuit. I think you signed your life away here when you go ahead and agree to the EULA.
You know, I don't want to do the Microsoft on old computer story because it kind of bores me, but if we have time, I'll get to it. But what are people asking you these days? Like, what are the topics that like one or two are like, again, like my demographic and older? Are they worried or wondering about AI? Like, what are the things that it's coming up more frequently?
Well, they're looking to figure out how to implement two-factor authentication on their accounts so they can better secure. We get lots of calls from people trying to really use the authenticator apps, the 2FA systems that allow them to secure their
That's just
bank
you get
accounts.
A code on your phone and then you put in the code, right?
It is, but a lot of these companies don't configure it right. And we don't want you to use the texting. We want you to use an authenticator app. Texting is very hackable these days. So it's better to use authenticators and proper tools to actually
secure. So that should be like third. That's not like two factors. It's like three factors.
Exactly.
Then.
It should be the third choice versus the SMS texting. They also ask us a lot about trying to get their email to work. A lot of folks are actually locked out of their mailboxes all the time, and companies like Google are not helping them. Really?
I don't know. I have to say I forget my passwords and change them and then forget the changes.
Gotta write them down.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt you. So, you know, one also, like, I need to get all my passwords from my parents so that if they pass, it's not some disaster. But I don't know how to have that conversation, nor do I know that they even have them because they're all automated and their computers, their tech savviness is tough. Do you ever get stuff like that?
Not really, because if you become an executor of your parents' estate, basically the financial institutions are just going to need a letter that say you're the executor. So password, it doesn't really matter. You're going to have the account numbers based on statements.
So as long as you go to that, okay.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's important that, you know, if they have social media, if they have things that are still out there you want to shut down or note that so-and-so has passed, that would be nice to have passwords to that. And even that executor type of paperwork should get you access.
You on this weekend?
Yeah, every Saturday.
9 to 11?
9 to 11.
You put me on camera. No makeup or nothing. I don't know if I like it.
Well, we have faces for radio.
That's why I went to radio, because I didn't want to age on TV. And then I'm trying to get cameras in here anyway.
Yeah, but, you should.
Listen, it's great as always, Eric. We appreciate it. We will talk to you Saturday morning, 9 to 11. It's Computer Talk with Tab. And again, you just call the hotline, ask anything you want. And if you want to get some, you know, some consultancy on the side, Tab Computer is always available.
Exactly.
We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Brian.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.